So I heard over a sikha from Rav Alon a few years ago that really very much touched me. I thought it was very inspiring as well as hashkafically enlightening. And I wanted to share it with everyone. Rav Alon started by suggesting, obviously pointing out the obvious, that the following conversation never took place in a practical, interpersonal, interactive level. But nonetheless, on a hashkafic level, there's maybe no more true conversation that took place in the last 100 years. After the Holocaust, the following conversation took place. You heard this. So, Beis Hashem be a good chazar for everyone else to be nice. The following conversation took place after the Holocaust. Jews were destroyed and broken. Communities were mamish torn apart. Families torn apart, killed, and just mamish batei medrash and batei knesiot. A third of Am Yisrael was wiped out. 50% of the Ashkenazi community was destroyed. 6 million Jews, as well as not just the numbers, which in and of itself is worthwhile to mourn maybe endlessly, but just the spirit, the morale of Am Yisrael was down. Orthodoxy was falling apart. People in America and England around the Western world were making predictions. Orthodoxy would die out. And the following three Gedolei Torah got together. Again, they never got together, but for this purpose they got together. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rav Shach, and Tzvi Yehuda Kohen Kuk, the three of them got together. And they were all questioning, how do we rebuild Am Yisrael? How do we rebuild Am Yisrael? What do? How do we get him back on our feet? How do we move forward? How do we progress? They each sat and thought, and they came together and made a presentation to the other, for the other two to critique and discuss, and I guess like a think tank maybe. And Rav Shach got up first and said, Rav Elchanan Vassin was killed. The culture of Torah in Europe were killed. The Gedolei Torah in Europe were killed. The amount of Torah in Europe was destroyed. We have to bring back Torah Yagdil, Torah V'yadir. We have to bring back Torah to its beauty, to its glory. I'm going to invest all my kochos and all my energy in building yeshivas and Gedolei Torah to let people sit and learn and sit and learn for years and years until they are learning at such a high level. Till they're producing Sfarim and Chidushei Torah, till people are conquering Shas, Bikiyas, Be'ir, with depth, moving, and on the other hand, understanding. I'm going to create a culture where people sit and learn in Yeshiva, Yom and Belayla for year after year after year to create once upon a time what was lost. To create people who are real Talmidei Chacham. And Lubavitcher Rebbe challenged Rav Shach and said, you know, it sounds very admirable. How long are you going to have him sit in Yeshiva for? 10, 15, 20 years? What are you going to do with all the other millions of Jews who are out assimilating and not keeping Shabbos, not putting on tefillin, and not keeping Torah mitzvahs? What about them? Rav Shach responded, maybe after 20 years they'll go out and do some kiruv. And then Rav Shach's community has done some kiruv after 20 years. I'm going to minimize it. They'll go out, maybe some will do some kiruv, some will stay learning, some will maybe go to profession after 20 years, maybe some will learn forever, each person their own. But they'll all be real Talmidei Chacham. 20 years of learning really does something. Think Shana Bet, it's tough to get out of your parents, try Shana Chaf. And Rav Shach would respond, I hear what you're saying. What are you going to send out people after 1 or 2 years of learning? You'll send out Amaratzin. They'll pass Kinshalas incorrectly. How much do you gain after learning 1 year? You learn one Masech, you know, getting well. What about Bava Kama, Bava Basran? What about Ksubis? And what about Chulin? And what about Sukkah? And what about Pesachim? And what about Shabbos? And what about Kutchim and Taurus? There's so much of Torah, you're going to produce a generation of Amaratzin. And Lubavitcher Rebbe said, yeah, but look how many Jews we're going to impact. Rav Shach said, let's see the Gedolei Torah that come from the Lubavitch world, and let's see the Gedolei Torah that come from the Yeshivish world. Let's look at the Svarim that come out from the Lubavitch world, and let's look at the Svarim that come out from the Yeshivish world. And Rav Tzvi Yehuda would say to Rav Shach, I hear your suggestion. Are you going to encourage your Talmidim to serve in the army? And Rav Shach would say, it's very difficult for two reasons. A, on some level it's Bittul Torah, and even if you want to argue there's religious purpose in going to the army, You know how difficult it is religiously? You know how many Jews take off their kippah by going to the army? Even nowadays they have hesed units and Nachal Haredi, they've made improvements, but still it's not religiously a good culture. You're willing to sacrifice Shabbos for Tzehuda? You're willing to knowingly walk in, sending your Talmidim and children in, knowing some of them are going to come out not keeping Shabbos? Difficult question. And if Tzehuda would respond, you're willing to walk around with a moral conscience knowing you're using Chilonim and Sionim as a shield to protect you? That they're going to take the bullet and not you? And Rav Shach responded, it's not about taking bullets, it's about doing what you believe is best for a community, best for the world, best for Am Yisrael. And producing Talmid Chacham is the best. And if it's you who respond, well, how do you think the Chilonim and Tzion we're going to see? And back and forth, these conversations took place. And then Lubavitcher Rebbe got up and he made his presentation. And he said, what I'm going to do is develop a nation of, an army of soldiers to go out and teach Torah to the world, Shlichim in every city, in every country in the world. The joke is you can't find one country in the world without Coca-Cola and Lubavitch. No matter where you go, there's some Chabadnik putting on tefillin, encouraging Jews to keep Shabbos. There are literally tens of thousands of Jews who are from today, maybe even hundreds, I don't know. Tens of thousands of Jews who are from today because of Chabad. It's probably the biggest Baal Tshuva movement maybe in all of world history. We're going to send our people out. They're going to go teach and inspire. And Rav Shach said, fantastic. Let him learn 5-6 years in yeshiva. Let him build up confidence. Let him build up ability. Let him build up knowledge. Let him build up themselves as B'nai Torah. And Lubavitcher Rebbe responded, A, it's 5 less years of shlichus, but more importantly, you send someone when they're 28, when they have children, they're not interested in moving out to Yehupitzville. To Omaha, Nebraska. And to, I don't even know where, San Jose, California, and to crazy countries in Europe and Africa, and into India. You send them when they're 19, they're 20, they have dream, they have ambition, they think they can conquer the world. You send someone out when they have 4 children, and they're used to living in a comfortable life in Crown Heights in 770, it's difficult. You send them when they're 19 or 20, looking to conquer the world, they can go ahead and do it. Rav Tzvi Yehuda said, it's a beautiful idea. But why don't you make your headquarters in Yerushalayim? Must it be Brooklyn? Must your headquarters be Crown Heights? Couldn't you make your headquarters in Yerushalayim, Kimitzion Teitzei Torah? And Lubavitcher Rebbe would respond, do you know why I never went to Israel? Lubavitcher Rebbe never came to Israel. Because it's very difficult to leave Israel. And I knew if I'd come, I'd be afraid I couldn't leave. Whether it's on a halachic level or whether it's on just a hashkafic level. A spiritual level. You're going to send shlichim out from Brooklyn. They have no problem leaving and going to where their mission is, where they should be, and believing in it. A Chabadnik in India, in San Jose, in Venezuela, believes, I belong here because I left Brooklyn. What's the big deal? You leave Yerushalayim. You know what that does to a person? All their lives are looking over the shoulder. When can I return home? He can't be a shlich that way. And then Tzvi Yehuda got up and said, well, maybe you should have him go shlichus for 4 or 5 years in Yerushalayim and have him come back home. And Lubavitcher responded, that's really, really sweet and nice. But long-term impact takes more than 5 years or 2 years or a year. It requires generations. It requires 20 years in a place. Every 5 years you're going to have rotation. Every 3 years you have rotation. What type of long-term impact? It takes a guy a year to settle in. So he's there 2 years. 1 year to settle in. 1 year, every other year you're doing work, it's 50%. On a productivity level. And Rav Tzvi Yehuda got up and said, I make the following proposition, we should bring all the Jews back to Eretz Yisrael. And if they don't all come, as many as we can, the religious Jews, the center of everything, let's bring them back to Israel. And Lubavitcher Rebbe said, you're giving up on millions of Jews. Millions. And he said, well, the truth is, if you bring them back, other Jews will come, more Jews will come. If you leave them in Chutz Laaretz, maybe their children, their grandchildren, will they be from, will they marry Jews? If we bring back Jews to Israel, we sure we're here. Rav Shach said, yeah, you're right. But there, if 6 million were Jews were killed in the Holocaust, this would be another 6 million. What are you trying to accomplish? And Rav Tzvi Yehuda said this, I hear, but you got, what can I do? Could you imagine if there were 6 million in the Holocaust this way, 6 million that way, if there'd be a state of Israel, we'd have protected them all. They would have all been able to come here. And Rabbi Trebu would respond, you're right, when there's a Holocaust, we should all join you, but until then, we shouldn't all join you. We should continue our shlichus and chutz lives. And Rav Shach said to Rav Tzvi Yehuda, you're going to send your talmidim to the army, you're going to have them go out and get jobs in the world, the religious level is going to be deteriorating, the level of learning is going to fall down, break apart. And Rav Tzvi Yehuda responded, yeah, I understand what you're saying. But you know what your community is going to do? The two poorest cities are Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak. What type of Kiddush Hashem is that? The Haredi world is starving, it's hungry. When most Jews think of Shnurs, they think of Haredim. That's the Kiddush Hashem. That's the message of Torah you're trying to send to the world. That's the Ki Mitzion takes the Torah, the message trying to emanate to the spell to the world is poverty stricken, poor, begging, inability to stand up on your own 2 feet and support a family and a household. And I'm not trying to encourage them to be poor. They should have part-time jobs. They should do part-time. They still be stuck because they've got to go out and do it in a dignified way in yeshivas. There'll be a kollel and a stipend. Less, you know, philanthropists for $1 million donations, not schnurring at the Kotel. Let's see who responded. Is that the goal? A, it won't work. There'll be people schnurring at the Kotel. And B, is that the goal? Is the goal to live on, to not be able to support yourself? Is the goal to be poverty stricken? Is the goal to beg? The message of Torah, how are people going to see you? And you can imagine these conversations took place round and round and again. I don't think these people ever met each other. But if it wasn't them discussing it, if they're telling me them discussing it, if it wasn't they're telling me discussing it, there's people thinking about it. And the real question comes down to who's right? Who's correct? Which sheet is right? Is Rav Shach right? Is Rav Kook right? Is the Lubavitcher Rebbe right? And the most difficult, equally difficult to that question is the answer is they're all right. If for some reason you only believe in Torah and you don't care about other elements of Judaism, it's like, what are you doing? If for some reason you only care about Am Yisrael, but you're not learning, you're not growing as a Talmud Chacham, is that what you're interested in? If you don't believe, again, not that everyone has to live here right this second, right now, under all circumstances, but if you don't believe Jews belong here, if you don't recognize the religious value of Am Yisrael returning to Eretz Yisrael and living in Eretz Yisrael, and the answer is that it's sophisticated, more than sophisticated, it's complicated, it's complex. I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all response or answer to Judaism or approach to Judaism that solves everything. But if you don't value each of these dimensions, each of these elements, if you don't genuinely have ambition to be successful, if you generally don't dream about accomplishing all, so I think you're missing something. There's a good chance one person in one lifetime is not going to bring all Jews back to Eretz Yisrael, make them all frum, and make them all Talmid Chacham. That may be slightly overshooting. But the question is, where do you fit in into that equation? Where do you fit in terms of your contribution? Some of this, some of that, all of this, none of that. In terms of the message, again, it's a twofold message. Number one, recognize the sophistication, the complexity of the issues. The dreams and ambition of Torah and mitzvahs is not just a narrow, one-folded approach, but with depth, with profundity, with complexities, with questions and answers and difficulties to overcome. On a hashkafic note, recognize and realize that there's more to it than something simplistic and shallow. Realize there's a lot of different conflicting values, and the question is not just which one to achieve, but how to balance them on a hashkafic, ideological level and on a practical level. Ask yourself in the morning when you wake up and at night when you go to sleep, and when you look back and you do introspection, when you introspect on days and on weeks and on months and on this year and years in general, are you developing in all the areas you should be? Are you building yourself as a person who can make a contribution in all these areas? Are you someone who's looking to genuinely impact in the way where you personally can give best? I think that's really one of the major challenges of our generation. And it's true, we're somewhat past the Holocaust, but the three problems we're talking about are still existent. Wish everyone atzlacha. Shabbat shalom. Thank you.